السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and Islam. About the condition of the Ummah today, I have to raise with you some question. What happened if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change the condition and everything will be fine? Are we going back to Allah and spread the message, elevate the deen of Allah and living the purpose of life? Or are we going back to fight over land, houses, building, and going back for dunya again? What do you think? Let's go back to the past. What happened in Palestine in 1917 until 1948? The Jewish people spilled them out. What happened? The same thing happened today, same thing happened to them. Arabic people deny them, small number only. Big refugee camp in Lebanon. The rest of Arabic people refuse to accept them, believe it or not. They go all over. They succeeding in dunya, and that's it. Today they multi-billionaire, and living dunya, and another 60-70% of them in a refugee camp until today in Palestine and in Lebanon and Jordan. What happened to us, the one who watching? You remember Bosnia? You remember Somalia? You remember Afghanistan? You remember Gaza 1, Gaza 2, Gaza 3? We bubble. We get emotion. After 2-3 days, week, 2 weeks, it was finished. What it mean? Are we living the message? Or are we living reaction to the message? Or reaction to the whatever situation happened? You have to understand what Allah is doing. Number one, if you read all the hadith and listen to the good caliber scholar in the Ummah, all of them agree. We are in the final chapter before the lasting sign of Yawm al-Qiyamah. We are in the final chapter. And the majority of heedlessness. And what Allah want? Allah want us to go back to Him and to see what we going to do. Are we going to hold tight toward Allah? Are we going to support each other like the immigrator and supporter? Are we going to sacrifice whatever it take for Sabilillah? Are we going to stand with solidarity with each other? Or we're going to have some emotion and that's it. I'm going to share with you some ayat and later on we can talk about it after you check it out if you have the time. You see, if you have the time. To explain all what I said, I will share with you some ayat from Quran. Chapter Al-An'am. Chapter number 6, verse 131. Chapter Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 4, and verse 98. Chapter Hud, chapter 11, verse 117. Chapter 15, Al-Hijj, verse 4. Chapter 17, Al-Isra, 16, verse 58. And 58. Chapter Al-Anbiya 21, verse 11. Chapter Al-Mu'minun 23, verse 25. Chapter Al-Ankabut, chapter 29, verse 23. Chapter Ar-Rum, chapter number 30, verse 33. Chapter Fatir, chapter 35, verse 2. Forgive me, sir. Ar-Rum, chapter 30, verse 33 and 36. Chapter Fatir, 35, verse 2. Chapter Az-Zumar, 39, verse 38, 53, meaning verse 38 and verse 53. Chapter Ash-Shu'ara, 42, verse 28 and verse 48. Chapter Al-Hajj, 22, verse 45, verse 48, chapter Al-Qasas, chapter 28, verse 59, chapter At-Talaq, 65, verse 8. All these verses and ayat in Quran, it explains too many things. Number one, Allah promised to destroy all the villages before Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Nothing is staying. The problem with us, we so anchored to dunya. With all the sign Allah give us, we do not want to believe something will happen to us. We so stuck. The sign passing in the front of us, and we do not want to wake up big time. I'm just going to leave it for now. I wanted to read all these verses. Give me some reflection, and I will elaborate, inshallah, if I'm still alive. Jazakum Allah kulla khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among you the one who elevate the nur of Allah, be a part of elevate the nur of Allah, alleviate the suffering of other, and be witness to the message, not the message witness to us. Jazakum Allah kulla khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.